But ultimately, the reality and what's good about this exercise is starting to look and understand that there aren't a ton of pros. I mean, maybe if we keep drilling down, we'll be able to add more. But getting to this very fundamental question about why are we having this discussion and why is it now? And what do we get from this discussion now? Or what do we get this, what do we get from this discussion looking forward? Is there a different roadmap? Because I think that that may be, even though it may not be directly our responsibility and what we've been tasked to do, that may be what comes out of this. It is more of a longer range view and just saying, in reality, at this moment in time, you know, sure, anything's possible, but is it really possible now? And maybe we need to start working to get to a bright, shining goal that's the community agrees upon, saying, yeah, we want reduced costs and better service, and that's it. Then maybe that becomes the driver. Maybe that's just it. We don't have this driver. We've got lots of pieces.
I guess my last question is, if EMS wasn't in perceived financial distress, would we even be here?
I doubt it.
I don't think so either.
I think you're right. I think there needs to be the compelling argument, but it also has to be convincing. It has to ring true. So the idea that, oh yeah, everybody's merging these days, and merging is what is the right thing to do, so we're going to merge our EMS and fire because that's where everybody's at. Really?
It's not enough.
No, I agree.
I think you need to be able to say that this is going to make some kind of something better, improve the world as we know it.
And demonstrate that it...
And demonstrate somehow that that's going to...
And this gets into some operational things that without us being in the systems are going to be hard for us to define. For, as an example, Brad would probably disagree with this, or maybe not. I think he did when he actually said it, he actually presented it to us, is right now there are five of the paid staff are also EMTs at fire. I would argue that that would increase the, and if you bring over the paid staff from EMS, now you have potential coverage 7 days a week for 8 hours a day for EMS EMT service.
You would think you would.
Now, I think we're going to hear operationally that they're not going to be able to maybe get some of their other tasks done that, you know, that they are assigned to do. That becomes a much deeper dive into the operational budget and the operational system than we're ever going to get to. But from people on the outside looking in, they'd say, look, you have seven firefighter EMTs.
And with 1,200 calls that are EMS and, you know, 200 that are fire, you're talking 1,400 calls. You're talking three a day, you know, or four a day. You're talking, you know.
You just don't clean the toilets in between, guys.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And
but operationally.
EMS, how many of the full-time EMTs now are also cross-trained as firefighters?
Yeah.
Two, right?
I think the concept of staffing synergies makes sense. That two volunteer organizations are having trouble getting staff, because that's always been the case. It's not getting any easier. And you could easily draw the line into the future and say, we aren't going to be any better at getting more people to volunteer as everybody gets older here and fewer young people can afford to live here.
I think most of them go like this. So we have peaks and valleys. So right now, the fire department's got all kinds. But then we dip down for a little bit, then we come back up. And sometimes we fight for the same folks. And sometimes they do both, and they realize, I don't want to do both or whatnot.
And that's why, if you could find a way to make this merger solve some of that problem, that's a problem that's not going away.
Some of that stuff, I think, from sitting in the corner with both agencies over the years, some of the up and down stuff is currently the call volume that EMS is doing. People get all excited, they do the class, and they run hot for 2 or 3 years, and then don't call me at 2 in the morning about being from the hospital down to the
I don't want to do that.
When there's a paid medic on the call, I can do it. And people burn out a whole lot faster in the EMS system. So they do go up and go a lot faster than they do.
I think you could actually gain some efficiencies in some training and operational things, particularly if you go back to the MBAs. And I know that you will hear from both agencies, well, we just have to train together, we can make our chiefs train together. I've been hearing that for 18 years.
Yes.
And honestly, we're lucky that some of our scenes have gone the way they, I mean, no one's been hurt, because they're better now than they were, but there for a while, they were.
But the cross-training has been worse.
Yes.
Because a medic who's on duty who thinks it's a wonderful idea to do some cross-training is the one who's on duty the night the training's available,
right,
and the cost part. Yeah. Because of, it's always been difficult, it's gotten worse because of issues in the U.S. And I'm sure fire too.
In any event, I think that staffing, training, recruiting, responding, and all that stuff is probably the one place.
That's not sexy to the public, though.
But it actually is the thing that we, if we could improve anything,
that's
the thing you want to fix.
Yes.
I guess I'm trying to get down to not the sexy thing,
right,
but what's the real thing you need? Then how you make that,
right,
you know,
right,
come out of all of this and how you sell that and stuff, that's a whole different question.
I think you're still going to have, I'm sorry,
you know,
if you look at Orcas, the chief that was there a little while ago decided that everyone should be firefighter EMTs.
Yeah,
and that didn't work out so well. So
yeah,
now you have your EMS people over here and fire people over here and the cross-train folks in the middle.
Yeah.
And we have that to some degree here, even with the separate agencies. Lopez, I understand, is having more of an issue because their EMTs are aging out and there aren't more people ready to move into the EMS side.
Can you offer incentives to cross-train, like a higher rate of pay or something? Has that been tried and does it work?
Yeah, EMS is trying to catch up with fire for the rate of pay, but it's, I don't think that's going to really make any difference.
No.
Most people aren't doing it for the pay.
It's not about the money, because
no,
it's not that much money.
It's to some extent, I think increasingly for fire anyway, more folks are looking at it as a part-time job. But that's still not the main driver. The money's nice and they'll do a little more. And EMS is trying to come up to gain parity so they can have the same attraction of time. Because you're talking about going to the same hourly wage that we're doing as opposed to stipends.
So we have a pretty good list of to-do things. Probably the most urgent things to look at is going to be reviewing the union contract. Do we want to just set that as a homework assignment, that we review the union contract and then we set it as a discussion item on an agenda?
Well, it's probably going to take finding some of the MRCS to look at, because it's all about if you contract or if you combine. How do you do that with the union contract? That's going to be a legal issue. I don't know if it's going to be spelled out in the contract. We can look at it, but it's, I don't think it's going to be spelled out.
Well, it won't be explicit because they wouldn't have contemplated that when they negotiated the CBA, but
right,
what they would probably have is some kind of
clause
on dissolution of agency, you know, what does that do?
It's not a permanent contract. It's only a year or two.
It comes up in November, right?
It's just, it has a yearly term.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think getting out of it wouldn't be that hard if they just decide, you know,
we don't need this anymore.
Kind of don't need this anymore.
Yeah, the idea behind the contract is a bigger deal. Yeah.
The
sense that it should be treated fairly.
Right. Which was the reason for it in the first place, the concept.
So what do we want to do then?
We can't all read the CBA.
That's
important or relevant or whatever. We had a couple of people to talk to too, Dr. Solomon, Scott.
I can distribute that too.
Yeah, do we want to check their schedules?
And
what's our schedule now?
So
What was our schedule supposed to be?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'd be gone.
Are we first and third Wednesdays?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the first, third Wednesday, and I'm actually gonna take a vacation.
And somebody's gonna be, yeah, gone the 19th.
I'm gone the 19th.
Yeah, two people are gone the 19th.
And I'm also gone.
I might go the 19th just to go.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna go anywhere, but since.
I'm gone the 19th through the 28th of September.
We're doing first and third, right?
Yes.
That's the theory, so the 19th would have been our next one, except that apparently nobody's here, well, half of us are here.
So that'd make the third.
You guys just met like four times in a row though, and I can work up these documents as working docs, and you guys can contribute them throughout the month. You know, regardless of whether you meet. I can just set it up through your Gmail account and then give you all permission.
Yeah, we can have a joint document to work on, that's fine.
That would be great. And then do we want to, can we look towards asking Nathan if you can reach out to check on schedules with Dr. Sullivan and then also Chief Scott to see what their availability is for October?
Chief Williams.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scott. Chief Williams.
Scott Williams.
Yeah. He's on Orcas, right?
Yeah, right.
And do we want to do research on the different levies or do we want somebody to come talk to us about
the levies? We do need to learn about that.
I would like to sooner is better. Sooner than later, yeah.
Because that's going to turn out to be a big hurdle for some of these options.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's not an option, if it's too much risk, do we want to go that path?
That's the question.
Sooner the better for me, I think.
Yeah. So who do we get to talk about?
Can I just see if I can start to do some research on who's available or and maybe provide some options and then we can make a decision if that's the person that we want to talk to.
Mm-hmm. As for the next meeting date though, which we kind of started discussing, we all wrote off the 19th because too many people aren't going to be here, but we didn't actually come up with an alternative, or are we just going to wait until the 1st of October? First Wednesday. I mean, the 4th Wednesday is a problem, I think, because Nathan, don't you have a board meeting?
I'm gone on the.
I'm gone that day, right. So it would be October 3rd.
Yeah, I think that's
it. So we're just going to skip them. We would have done 2 weeks from now. Go on.
Yeah.
That's fine. I just want to make sure we're in agreement on what's going to happen.
So 3rd and the 17th, right?
Right.
3rd and the 17th of October are the next two meetings.
And you want to meet here or back to the PhD office?
Back to the PhD.
Yeah, PhD is fine. Thank you for your hospitality.
Yes. We had that.
Yeah, that was useful.
Might need a new one here pretty soon. It hasn't been used in a while.
Oh, no. David can clean it. He's
$100 an hour.
Yeah, that's right. You'll get the bill later.
Nathan, I think you're doing a great job.
You can broken record over here. Yeah.
By the way, my wallet's empty. But you're doing a great job.
Yeah, sure. Whiteboard levy, I don't know.
Is this no tip coming from this guy?
Okay. Well, it is September. So, you guys want me to reach out to MRSC and
if you know of a way to find us, whoever would be good to contact. We need.
You can talk to Oscar.
And just find out the process of how.
If there's
we can ask with them and.
Well, that process is pretty easy. You can submit a question on their website. But, I mean, I know Oscar personally. We email all the time.
That's what I was going to say.
I mean, I know him personally, but through work. You know,
yeah. But let's talk to somebody we know. And, you know, if you know Oscar, that works.
That'd be great.
And, ask him if, here's our problem. We need to know about levies for this reason.
He's the PhD expert. Who's the fire district guy for MRSC? Do you use them?
You use our individual attorneys.
You use your expensive.
They have money, I guess.
They have money, I guess.
Nobody wants to spend that kind of money.
That's murder. You can read them all yourself. How's that?
Yeah. I can ask him for all the information on levies that he can find.
Well, that would go on for days. Yeah. We have.
I'll check with the Washington Association of Cities. I used to work for the League of California Cities and have a contact there.
Yeah,
I'll see what research they've got talked
to them in years. Okay.
So what specifically do you want me to ask Oscar then?
What are the questions about levies that we can right now put on paper? Do we want to work that up over the course of the next week or two?
Why don't we work that, why don't we work over that? Yeah, and get that to Nathan, and then that's when you can trigger the outreach.
Okay, I'll get to find some way to collaborate on this, or you can just email me, but I can probably find some way to just share a document.
Get a shared document with questions about levies for the MRSC attorney or something, and we can just throw stuff up there. Might be easy.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that, and then I'll post your meeting dates on the website and everything.
Yeah.
And work up some minutes and work up all these charts you guys did. I have pictures of the charts I can email out right away, if you can read my handwriting, so that you have them while I work on the minutes.
Well, you can send them around. Doesn't hurt. Even if you can't read them, we'll wait for them to get your notes. It's all good.
Okay.
And Rick thinks your handwriting's just right. Perfect.
Thank you for not writing.
He's not going to go that far.
So there's no public comment?
We've had a lot of public comments.
Did you? You want me to talk to Scott and Dr. Sullivan, and if they're available, do you want me to schedule them for October meetings?
October meetings, yeah, that would be great. Be good.
So you want guests both nights, if you can get them?
Sure, why not.
And you don't care which order or anything?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to put up Scott for the night?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We can do that somehow.
Because he may not be able to get the ferry back, that's going to be an expense.
Yeah. I'll just have Rick fly back.
We could conference call if you don't want to spend the money on it.
No, I think it would be better to have them present, so.
Okay.
No, we would prefer if you can get over here, then we have to deal with it.
Okay. Okay, I think I got my marching orders.
Thanks, everybody. That was good. Mm-hmm. Good discussion.
Yeah, and thanks, Brad, for
coming
and sharing input.
Trying to sit quiet and recording.
We have two meeting
questions. Well, it's nice not to have us drifting off into the dark. Good, so I think we're adjourned.
So, Rick, did you get your question answered on why now?
What I don't think the why now answers is enough drive to get it done. You know, it sounded like Frank had the drive to get it done. There's not the drive, and I find that if there isn't a champion behind it or a group of champions, it's not going to happen. I mean, you know, it's got to really take some champions to make it go. I think that at the end of the day, we'll probably come up with a good roadmap and maybe some board members coming into PhD or fire may collaboratively pick up the drive, or maybe the existing ones, but it's going to take, because two levies didn't pass, third one passed only at the point where it was going to...
They were up against the wall. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the drive. Mm-hmm. And so if two levies didn't pass before and it took that drive to get it done, what's this drive going to take? Who's driving this?
And what's different? What things were answered from the failures of the previous two levies? And then what's the carryover? Some of the more political questions.
Well, it's clear that both commissions have to be fully on board with whatever it is mm-hmm. we're trying to push. So they need to all step up. And I don't know how universal that feeling is amongst them, but.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Can't tell you. Yeah. We'll come up with something brilliant that they're going to all just fall in love with.
Chuck,
what a comedian.
Magic words. Are we adjourned?
We are.
It's that optimism.